Hi, my name is Arya Kaplan. Today we're going to learn in Shkalim chapter 7, Mishnahs 3 and 4. Basar shenimsa ba'azara. So let's say somebody found meat in the temple courtyard, but they do not know what kind of meat it is. So evar in olos. If it's large limbs, it's assumed that it's going to be a burnt offering, because the assumption for olos, for large offerings, large burnt offerings, the Gemara tells us in Yoma and in Tamid, that the way they were put it onto the altar is in large chunks. Vechatichos, let's say it's more cut up, then we call slices chatos. Then we should assume that it's sin offerings. Be Yerushalayim, let's say you find meat in Yerushalayim, zivchei shlamim. One must assume that they're peace offerings. So we have a general assumption that a lot of people eating meat throughout Yerushalayim, even throughout the whole year, are there eating their shlamim meat. However, the Mishnah says, Zevazet tuvar turaso v'yetze lebeis hasreifa. In all these cases, no matter what, even if you guess or assume or figure out what it is, nonetheless, you have to let the meat become unfit, then bring it out to the burning. So the question is, why does the Mishnah need to tell us how you figure out, is it an ola, is it a chatos, is it a zivchei shlamim? The answer is, let's say you accidentally do eat it. Do you have to know what your punishment is, or what kind of chapar, what kind of atonement is required? Nimsa begavulin. So, what happens if you find meat outside of Yerushalayim? Evar in nevelos. So, if it's large limbs, you have to assume that it's not kosher, because people normally would come to kosher meat, they would butcher it properly to make steaks or make other types of meals that people use for meat. But if it's large chunks, one should assume that the butcher realized this was an unkosher piece of meat, and therefore is going to give it away to animals. Chatichos, if you find cut up pieces of meat that seem to be good for selling or for use in the home, mutaros. Then you can assume that it's permissible. Ubishas haregel, shabasar meruba, af evarin mutarin. So, at the time of the regel, time of the holiday, when there's a lot of meat, people are consuming a lot of meat outside, even outside of Yerushalayim, one can assume if it's big chunks that that's kosher, because at that time, because people are eating so much meat and having company, having people over, that they're going to have lots of bigger chunks. They don't have time to cut it up so neatly, or they need more meat, so they have to have huge pieces. Therefore, you can assume even big chunks, even limbs, are permitted. That concludes the third mission. Now we begin the fourth mission. Behema, shemnim seis mi Yerushalayim v'ad migdal eder. So somebody found the sort of a loose animal from Yerushalayim to migdal eder. Commentary say migdal eder is approximately near Beis Lechem. Ooh, chemidasa l'chol ruach, or in that same amount of distance in any direction. So what do you have to do with it? What should you assume about it? So the mission says zecharim olos. So if it's a male animal, then you have to assume that this animal was consecrated by the person who had owned it previously to make it into a burnt offering. If it's a female, you have to assume that it's a peace offering. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Haroi Lepsachem Sachem. Those that are suitable for a Passover offering can be given for the Passover offering. And when was this? This wasn't all year. This was Kodem L'Regel Shoshim. This is 30 days before Pesach. So 30 days before Pesach, you could assume at that point animals we found were proper for Pesachim. Therefore, if you find it, you have to assume that was going to be somebody's Pesach. That concludes the fourth mission. I hope everyone has a great day.